Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. People love to make excuses. They love to make things not their fault. Why? Because they do not feel a sense of agency. They do not feel their own power. If you don't have power and control over your life, well, then it kind of sucks when people are blaming you for your outcomes. When you're in school and you fail the test because the teacher didn't tell you what to study, and you say, it's not my fault I failed the test, and it's not. It's not your fault. And school teaches us this terrible lesson about what responsibility means. It's your responsibility, it's just going on your permanent record. Well, guess what? In real life, it goes in your permanent record, whether it's your responsibility or not. You can't argue your way out of it. You can't argue your way out of fate. You can't argue your way out of results and consequences. If your business fails, you can't argue your way out of it. If you get fired from a job or don't get the job you want or don't marry the person you should be marrying, you can't argue your way out of it. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. So, whose fault would you rather it be? Well, if you have no control, at least you can console yourself in the fact that it's not my fault, I just had bad luck. Bad stuff just happened. What can you do about it? But what if instead you could take power? We like to think about having a genie or a magical fairy godmother, someone we could wish to, who could make things happen. Well, we do. It's the universe. But you can't just wish for things to happen. You have to take that power. And if you do that, if you can take that power, then you can get the result you want. When you just let things happen to you, when you say, it's not my fault, it just happened to me, you have no control, and it will not go well. Imagine you're driving, you take your hands off the wheel, and you close your eyes. Is there any chance that car is going to go where you want it to go? No. The only place that car is going is off the road, because every place other than on the road is bad. Every outcome is bad except for one. That's why you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes open. It's the same thing in life. You need to keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes open and say, this is all my responsibility. Not fault. It's not about blame. It's not about you did it wrong. It is about taking responsibility, because in the responsibility there is power. I'm sure you've heard that with great power comes great responsibility, but with great responsibility comes great power. And that is what a lot of people do not realize. When you take responsibility, when you stop blaming others, when you stop trying to find excuses, when you stop trying to make it not your fault, all of a sudden the things you want to eliminate fault for go away. You don't have to justify why you're broke because you're not broke anymore. You don't have to justify why your relationship is not good because your relationship is now good. If you take responsibility, you get the power, and through getting the power, you can get the outcomes you want. It's not overnight. It's not an instant thing. For me, it took years, decades even, to get to the life I want. But it only starts when you start taking your responsibility. And I'd like to quickly take responsibility to ask you to help me. Could you share this podcast and like and rate and review? Thanks.
I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.